This is Dr. Shelley Epstein, dictating a independent medical evaluation. Examinee Marie Morlano, Morlano dash Yates, Yates, claim number 4A2207CZ6QT0001. Date of injury 07/09/2022. MES file number 211-230-09045. Case type workers' comp evaluation, specialty psychiatry, employer slash insured, Paramount Global, client Sedgwick CMS slash Melville. Examination took place on 7/5/2023, 12:15 p.m. at 222 Middle Country Road, Suite 210, Smithtown, New York, 11787. Marie Morlano Yates was seen for independent medical evaluation on 07/05/23 at 12:15 p.m. She was reminded that the usual rules of doctor-patient confidentiality do not apply to our meeting. She is a 63-year-old female who resides with her husband of 35 years and their 28-year-old son. She works in electronic graphics, freelance for the CBS TV station. She usually works the morning shows at a shift from 4 a.m. to 12 noon or 5 a.m. to 1 p.m. She's worked at CBS for the past 8 years. She was in her usual state of good health until July 9th, 2022, at which time she was walking to the bathroom at work at 3 a.m. She states the floor was wet and she slipped. When she slipped, she hit her head twice against the floor. She eventually walked to the control room to get help and had a giant, allegedly had a giant lump on her head. An ambulance was called and she was brought to Mount Sinai Hospital. Her friend consulted a chiropractor who diagnosed her with a concussion. She then followed up with a neurologist, Dr. McKay, M-C, capital C-A-Y, Lauren Phillips, P-H-I-L-I-P-P-S, might be two L's. Psychiatric nurse. I'm sorry, psychiatrist Dr. Chin, C-H-I-N. Orthopedist Dr. Mushkin, M-U-S-H-K-I-N. And eye doctor, Dr. Martin. She was recommended to try physical therapy and trigger point injections. She did more than 10, but it did little to help her occasional back and neck pain. Her neurologist referred her to a psychiatrist, and she was thought to have a possible post-traumatic stress disorder versus a normal reaction to a stressful situation. She was noted to have the need to use her hand for stability when walking in and out of the shower, usually wearing soleful shoes to maintain a healthy grip to the floor. She experienced nightmares and fears of falling. She occasionally was advised to take Vistarol on a PRN basis, and she found this somewhat helpful. Past psychiatric history, prior to 2022, patient also exhibited symptoms of a fear of falling. Flashbacks, overwhelmed coping skills. All these symptoms resolved with Vistarol on a PRN basis. She's also thought to have a post-traumatic stress disorder secondary to her fear of falling. Medically, her PCP is Dr. Kaluga, C-A-L-U-G-A. She, in conjunction with the neurologist, have secured Nurtec 75 milligrams for headaches. They also offer lovastatin for high cholesterol, hypothyroidism for a thyroid disorder, and lovastatin 40 milligrams daily for hypercholesterolemia. Surgery, she underwent a laparoscopy, venous surgery in the left leg, torn meniscus in her knee, ovarian cysts, and vomiting from oxycodone PRN. No drug allergies. She drinks about 10 drinks a year, and no drugs. Family psychiatric history, none. Social history, Bronx-bound. Two years at two-year colleges. Mr. Marlino Moray also expressed fear of falling along with flashbacks, anxiety, showing to calm himself, alcohol use denies. On mental status exam, he was casually dressed, with fluent speech, rapid at times, worrying regarding his wife. She's exhibiting plus minus hopelessness, easily tearful, negative hallucinations or psychosis. He's alert and oriented to person, place, and time, denies suicidal homicidal ideation, denies paranoia, denies, auditory, visual hallucinations, mood, upbeat, sleeping 6 hours a night, positive mental insomnia, insight and judgment, fair. States her current treatments have included neck and back pain, cautious mobility. Parents were discussed, and they revealed that they miscarried twins who were buried in the public barrage. She's also regularly experiencing anxiety, where she has to try to calm herself down. Sometimes needs to run outside to get fresh air. She tried Visceral 50 milligrams at bedtime with some good response. Trazodone, also not as good, maybe reasonably. Wait, say again. She sleeps about 6 hours a night. She's tearful 1 to 2 times a week. She miscarried twins, and they're buried in the yard. And she visits their grave every day. There's no heavy lifting required for her physical labor at her position. If she's not able to calm herself due to anxiety, she can run outside and get fresh air. Impression, she meets criteria for post-traumatic stress disorder as well as adjustment disorder with anxious mood. Okay, the following questions were reviewed and addressed. Is the diagnosis properly stated and supported by objective findings? Yes. History of injury and subsequent treatment. She's diagnosed with a concussion. Most of her treatment was in the school setting. Is there any history of prior injuries and pre-existing conditions that were aggravated or impact on the injury? No pre-existing conditions elicited. No previous injuries elicited. Her current medical status is able to move all four extremities, able to exhibit facial expressions, able to cook and clean appropriately, able to continue work on a freelance basis. Does the documentation support progress with the current treatment plan / program? She's not currently in a treatment plan or program, but she does seem to be slowly improving with time and with the exercises that she does on her own. The length and frequency of treatment appropriate. At this point, she is not getting any psychiatric treatment. She was seen 3 times in a prolonged evaluation. By Dr. Chin. Um, addition to her prescription medication, she does use melatonin, 20 milligrams at night, gabapentin, 100 milligrams TID, was not particularly helpful for her pain. Is further treatment and diagnosis and frequency of treatment appropriate? I recommend that she resume talking psychotherapy for 4 months on a weekly basis for 30 to 45 minutes. She's currently not in therapy. Her current medical science her current medical condition is don't recommend ordering other diagnostic tests at this time. Husband reported a very recent MRI. Has the claimant reached maximum medical improvement? No. Can she return to work with or without restrictions? She is already back at work with restrictions. The idea of assessing our workers' comp case without reservations. We just say she's currently mild to moderate. 33 to 50 percent. Okay, with my review of all the medical records and my examination of the claimant, I would say that her back injury does have a causal relationship to her PTSD and adjustment disorder with anxiety and then a fall. I certify that this report is a full and truthful representation of my professional opinion with respect to the claimant's condition in accordance with WCL Section 12 NYCRR 300.2 small d in parentheses small 4 in parentheses small e in parentheses. I hereby certify that no person or entity has caused, directed, or encouraged me to submit a report that differs substantially from my professional opinion and that I have a vehicle here to attest to how stubborn people can really be. Also of note, the patient has been approached and the suggestion has been made that she consider SSRI medication treatment. She feels uncomfortable with the idea of prescription medication and declines the suggestion. Symptoms that have continued include feeling off kilter, moving more slowly, wearing rubber-soled shoes, continuing to have nightmares and flashbacks where the ceiling falls. Past history is notable for no suicide attempts and no psychiatric admissions, past medical history. Her primary care doctor is Dr. La Rosa, who's prescribing Nurbeck, 75 milligrams for headaches, hypothyroidism, 88 micrograms daily, and Luvastatin. United States laparoscopy, vein surgery, left leg, torn meniscus. I didn't, there's no comment on her visit in the woods. She has no known drug allergies. A reaction she's had in the past to oxycodone is vomiting. She drinks 10 drinks a year. There's no drug use. There's no family psychiatric history. She moved to Brooklyn when she was in 10th grade. She has two younger brothers, both of whom are in school getting their degree. There's no hallucinations or delusions or suicidal or homicidal ideation. One patient reports a reasonable response to her prescribed medication. If possible, she is willing to attend talking psychotherapy. She has received 3 visits in the last 6 months. I do recommend this modality and visit every 3 to 4 weeks. If there's another major issue, please do not hesitate to call. Sincerely, Shelley J. Epstein, M.D.